Just skipping down on page 1, where it says Quran on the Trinity and the Person of Christ. These are some key passages for you to know in engaging Muslims. They come from the Quran. We have some Qurans here around the mission. I have 3 in my office. This kid comes with one. Surah 4, the Quran is broken up into chapters they call surahs. And so this is from Surah 4. The Quran, I don't know if Peter spoke about this, about the way the Quran is ordered. It's not chronological. It's from longest chapter to shortest, and it's all out of order. It's confusing. It's jumbled. It doesn't really make any sense. This was a Christmas present that my wife got for me. And so she has a cute little note in the front that says, "Merry Christmas with all my heart, Andrea." She gave me a Quran.
True.
Not because she wants me to be Muslim, but because I but please can I have a study Quran for Christmas? So, you know. This is like an ESV study Bible or something like that, but for the Quran. Like, you'd see all these footnotes here, and there's like this much text, so it's really helpful. And these scholars actually are pretty fair in their representation of Christianity. So they might be a little liberal-leaning, but it's a good resource. One of the best resources, according to James White, who's a top scholar in Islamic studies. There are some Qurans. If you guys have tons of free time in the next 2 weeks, you can just, you know, peruse through them. So Surah 4, 171. Let's read this together, and let's have a little Quranic study. O people of the book, commit no excess in your religion, nor say of Allah aught but the truth. Christ Jesus, the Son of Mary, was no more than a messenger of Allah and his word, which he bestowed on Mary and a spirit proceeding from him. So believe in Allah and his messengers. Say not Trinity, literally say not three, it doesn't say Trinity in the Arabic according to scholars. Desist, it will be better for you, for Allah is one Allah, glory be to him. Far exalted is he above having a son. You see there in that underlined portion, it's interesting, they say not three, Allah is one. What do we as Christians believe? We believe that God is one God in three persons, eternally existing as three persons. What are they? The Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit. Either way. So we believe in both. It's not a contradiction, but to the Muslim, to the author of the Quran, whoever that was, we'd say it's Muhammad. The Muslim would say, no, Muhammad is not the author of the Quran. Remember, Muhammad was illiterate, and so the angel Gabriel came to Muhammad in a cave, and he squeezed him, and he told him to read. But the prophet was not able to read. So he squeezed him again, and he said, read! And he wasn't able to read. And he squeezed him a third time, and this is the miracle of the Quran, the recitation, that Muhammad was suddenly able to read. Praise Allah! Okay. Wonderful. Hallelujah. And they speak very highly of this event. This is the feast, or the fast of Ramadan. This is what they're remembering, is when Allah sent down the Quran. And that day that the Quran was sent down is the highest and holiest day in the Islamic understanding of their religion. And that day, if you do your prayers on that day, they say it's like 1,000 other days. It's worth more than 1,000 other days of prayer and alms and all this stuff. So that's the sweet spot. If you're a really bad Muslim, you do your prayers on that day. But there's a bit of sort of debate on when that day is. So there's about like a 10-day stretch where they're just really devout, every Muslim. It doesn't matter if you're a drunk Muslim, you're just like, I'm there. We actually spoke to a drunken Muslim in Buakaw, and he's like, yeah, I know, I'm drinking all this. So he's like, come back during Ramadan, I'll be sober then. I don't know who was with me. Was it you, Razan? Okay, it was either Razan or Aliska. Yeah, we spoke to this really drunk guy. He's like, come back in Ramadan in a couple weeks, I'll be sober then. Okay, cool. Anyways, all that to say, back here to this Quranic verse. The author of the Quran clearly didn't understand something of Christian doctrine. He didn't understand something of Christian doctrine. It says, say not three, Allah is one. Well, we believe both. God is three in one. That's just common Christian doctrine. This is now the 7th century that this is being written. Hundreds of years before this, the Council of Nicaea has convened and said, this is what we believe. This is how we understand the doctrine of the deity of Christ, the deity of the Father. And then the Nicene Creed has also been pinned, and it clearly lays out what the Trinity is. God eternally exists as three persons, inseparable, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, yet there is one God. But the author of the Quran says otherwise. Surah 572 says, they have certainly disbelieved who say, Allah is the Messiah, the Son of Mary. Well, the Messiah has said, O children of Israel, worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. See there, he's saying, those who say that Allah is Christ, or the Messiah, the Son of Mary, they're disbelievers, because this is what the Messiah actually said. He said to worship Allah, not to worship the Messiah. Again, they misunderstand Christian doctrine. Or they just disagree with it. And what's the result of this? Indeed, he who associates others with Allah, that term associate is the Muslim term, shirk. It's the unforgivable sin in Islam. Allah has forbidden him paradise, and his refuge is the fire. And there are not from the wrongdoers any helpers. Sorry, there are not for the wrongdoers any helpers. So those who believe this, those who believe that Jesus is God, they're going to hell. That's basically what it's saying. They're not going to paradise, they're going to hell. This is an interesting one. They're trying to, again, understand the Trinity. Surah 573. They certainly disbelieve who say... Can someone read that for me? Rosan?
They have certainly disbelieved who say, Allah is the third of three, and there is no God except one God. And if they do not desist from what they are saying, they will surely afflict the disbelievers among them a painful punishment.
So what's their understanding of the Trinity here? Allah is the third of three. This is like three little pieces of a pie. Here's our God. Here's one God and three little pieces. The Father piece, the Son piece, the Holy Spirit piece. That's heresy. That's a heresy. No Christian believes that. Historically, no Christian has ever believed that. If any Christian believed that, they would be a heretic. So you say, amen, we agree. These guys you're talking about are heretics. Because we don't believe that. We don't believe in three gods. We don't believe in God being these three little parts. Those are heresies. One more. Surah 5, 116 to 117. When God says, Jesus, Son of Mary... So this is the picture of Jesus, the prophet Jesus, coming up to Allah, and this is Jesus speaking. This is Allah speaking to Jesus. Jesus, Son of Mary, did you say to people, take me and my mother as two gods alongside God or Allah? He will say, may you be exalted. I would never say what I have no right to say. If I had said such a thing, you would have known it. You know all that is within me, though I do not know what is within you. You alone have full knowledge of things unseen. I told them only what you commanded me. Worship God, my Lord and your Lord. I was a witness over them during my time among them. Ever since you took my soul, you alone have been the watcher over them. You are witness to all things. What does Surah 5, 116 understand of the Trinity?
Jesus, Mary... and God.
Yeah, this is the Trinity, according to the author of the Quran. Jesus, Mother Mary, and God. I don't know of any Christian historically who's ever believed that. Do you, Peter? Not even Catholics see Mary, even modern-day Catholics who see Mary as the co-mediatrix of Christ. They don't see her as divine. Although she's getting up there. In Muhammad's day, there was no worship of Mary. Now, some people have speculated on this, and they think, well, maybe Muhammad saw the Orthodox believers in that time. He saw the Orthodox believers in that time, and he saw the statues of Mary holding the baby, and saw how they would prostrate themselves and do their prayers in front of the statue, or whatever they did, and see, oh, okay, they're worshiping Mother Mary and baby Jesus alongside of Allah. But clearly, this person, whoever wrote this, Muhammad, or whoever it was, they did not understand the Christian doctrine of the Trinity at all. not even sort of. Yet, this is meant to be the revelation of Allah, the eternal, all-knowing, all-wise God. How did Allah get Christian doctrine wrong? How did he not even understand the Christian doctrine of the 7th century? Yeah, maybe Gabriel kind of messed up that day. But it wasn't Gabriel. It wasn't Gabriel telling him. It wasn't Muhammad hearing a little whispering in his ear. He was actually being squeezed and shown the eternal Quran, which is co-eternal with Allah. Co-eternal with Allah. There, in modern Muslim understanding, there are two things that are have eternally existed, Allah and the Quran. The Quran is not tied to any culture, any time. It has eternally existed.
As a physical book?
I don't know exactly how they asked it out. But it's basically the closest you get to our understanding of Christ.
No.
Is their understanding of the Quran. Co-eternal with Allah. It's an entity in and of itself. How does that work? No idea. So that's their understanding of the Trinity. It's very convoluted, kind of strange, very strange, I'd say. Yeah, so these are a couple of verses you can look at with a Muslim. But I just want to skip, let's get through these next two passages. Because they talk about the person of Christ, and they're pretty key places to go as a Muslim. Surah 112 is a common surah that Muslims pray. They pray it almost every week. And this is what it says. It's specifically attacking the incarnation. It's specifically attacking the relationship of the Father with the Son. And Surah 112, verse 1 to 4 says, "Say, He is Allah, the one and only Allah, the eternal, absolute. He begetteth not." So the Father didn't beget anyone. "Nor is He begotten. And there is none like unto Him." This surah that they say all the time is basically aiming at Christians. Saying, God doesn't beget, nor is He begotten. There is no only begotten Son. Because when you talk to a Muslim and they say, "Oh, you believe Jesus is the Son of God? How can God have sexual relations with a woman and have a son?" Say, "Yeah, He can't. That's blasphemy and heresy." So much of Islamic Muslim evangelism, is just clearing up a bunch of nonsensical rubbish. Mm-hmm. It's just like, hey, guys, get this stuff. Oh, yeah, the Quran. And so, if you just understand Christian doctrine, if you understand your Bible, if you understand the doctrine of the Trinity, if you know where the Bible talks about the deity of Christ, the deity of the Holy Spirit, the oneness of God, you can just listen respectfully to a Muslim and say, "That's not what we believe. No Christian has ever believed that." And you can just explain what you believe. If you can take them there in the scripture, it'll be really effective. And so, that's a good place to begin. Be sure to have a humble attitude when we're talking with Muslims. Be sure to listen. You don't want to just go in there and blast them with knowledge. It's not going to be terribly effective. Be willing to listen before you respond.